morning. Would you bow with me, O God? Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day and wonderful sunshine. We ask you to watch over us this hour and watch over this money as it comes from the heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This morning, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on this beautiful sunshiny morning, and a little rain fell last night. So far, since the beginning of the year, I've dumped 3 inches out of my gauge, and I'm extremely thankful for that. This morning, up here serving you, on my right is Priest Farron Brooker. He will bring the invocation, and on my left, bringing the benediction, will be Deacon Jared Ellis, and our sermon today will be by Josiah Bates. Preach Josiah Bates, and I'm Elder Alan Owings. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the 38th section of the Doctrine and Covenants, starting with 2a. But behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, that mine eyes are upon you. I am in your midst, and ye cannot see me. But the day soon cometh that you shall see me, and know that I am. For the veil of darkness shall soon be rent, and he that is not purified shall not abide the day. Wherefore, gird up your loins, and be prepared. Behold, the kingdom is yours, and the enemy shall not overcome. And from section 38, 6a, the last two sentences, I say unto you, be one. And if you are not one, you are not mine. Would you turn in your hymns to hymn number 380? Would you stand, please?
Father, we thank you so much for everything you've given us. We ask that your Spirit will be with us this day, that you will touch every heart in here, and that we might be able to take your Spirit home with us and share it with others. Lord, I pray that you will be with Josiah as he brings his spoken word, that you'll loosen his tongue, and that you'll give him the words to say. These things I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Reading, I'll be reading from John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thank you.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Good morning. I'd very much like to thank the Shear family for singing those. They were very nice, and actually I felt had a lot to do with what I'm about to talk to you about. I'm going to give my usual disclaimer before I start speaking, which is I'm going to start speaking and then eventually I'll stop. I'm not sure how long that will take or what's going to happen in between there and the end, but I trust that the Lord will guide and bless this day. Today I'd like to start out with peace. It was pressed on my mind this week, and then I woke up this morning and some other thoughts came into my mind, and so I'm going to try and correlate those two thoughts today. In the scripture reading I read to you this morning, it was earlier, it was about the Comforter and the Holy Ghost, which it was at the end of Christ's ministry, and he was giving them the Holy Ghost as he ascended unto the Father, to be a peace unto them and to give them peace so that they wouldn't be afraid to do the Lord's work. I'm going to go with you now to D&C 18:2n. If I can get it here. Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. I am Jesus Christ. I came by the will of the Father, and I do his will. And then we're going to read from Isaiah 32:17. Sorry for jumping around so much, but in the work of righteousness shall be peace, in the effect of righteousness quietness, and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. From the scriptures I just read to you, we learn a little bit more about the peace which the Lord gives us. And in a day when there's lots of talk of we need peace around the world, wars and rumors of wars and all those good things, lots of people don't understand what true peace is. In Isaiah 32:17, we learn, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace." Righteousness is the peace that we seek. Because where else can we find peace in our lives? In ourselves? Can we sit down and just think about ourselves like some do and be like, I'm at peace with myself. I believe I've done all that I can, and I'm helping everyone that I can to bring peace to this world. And the truth is, if you look at yourself and you look at what you've done to other people and your interactions with other people, you can see that you haven't brought peace. Me, for myself, I know that often I let my anger get away from me when I'm discussing things with other people, and all too often I don't bring peace to that person. I bring hurt and I bring pain, and that's very much the opposite of what we want, and will bring me to 3 Nephi 3:18. 3 Nephi 3, 18. And thus Satan did lead away the hearts of the people to do all manner of iniquity. Therefore, they had not enjoyed peace but a few years. And then again, Isaiah 57, sorry to go back to Isaiah again, I'm jumping, 21. Actually, I'm going to read a little bit before 21. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And how true is that? That when we're in our wickedness, oftentimes we feel ashamed. Oftentimes we're scared others will find out about our wickedness. Oftentimes we hurt those that we love. And where's the peace in that? I've been contemplating my own life and my own actions a lot over the past week as I've been preparing for this sermon. And I've realized that oftentimes I'm not at peace. Oftentimes I'm worried about something, and it's always my fault. And this is because I haven't given over those things in my life to the Lord. A lot of it has to do with my schoolwork, and I'm a pretty laid-back person, and when I look at my schoolwork, I'm like, this is mine. This is my schoolwork. This is what I feel like I should be doing with my life. I feel like the Lord has directed me in where I'm going with my life, but once after that, I was like, this is mine. The Lord doesn't really need to be a part of this. I can handle it myself. It's just school. And oftentimes, because of that attitude towards my school, my peace with my school isn't very good. I procrastinate a lot. And so when it comes to deadlines, I'm just sitting there panicking, and I'm like, oh no, I don't have this done. Oh well, I'll get it done. Don't worry about it. And then I'm sitting there like hours before it's due, still working on it. And I'm like, finally comes to my mind. I'm like, Lord, help me. I'm getting myself in trouble again. And he always comes in my time of need to help me to understand that his love and his peace are what I desire. And the way that I get that peace is through his Holy Ghost. And oftentimes, you hear of a great peace that comes over people as they're like worried about situations. It's happened to me. And how much would you like those that are around us in this world to feel that same peace and that same security that we feel oh so often with our Lord? And the way that they can feel that peace is through the Holy Ghost. But they won't get the Holy Ghost without us. Oh, the Lord can work his ways, but he gave us the opportunity to be first before the Lord has to come. He gave us the opportunity to preach and to teach and to share so that we can be his vessels. The Lord says that the rocks would cry out if we didn't. He doesn't need us, but he gave us the opportunity to share his word to all those that we come in contact with. Oftentimes, I also try and share with my own words what the Lord has done to me in my life with those around me. And oftentimes I'm scared, and oftentimes I don't feel like the Lord has, well, I don't feel like I have been prepared enough or my soul is right with the Lord enough to be able to share those things. And I believe that is in my life because of my lack of repentance to the Lord. That oftentimes I go walking in my ways with sin, without peace, and I think I'm fine. And I think, oh, nobody notices. Nobody cares what I'm doing. This is my own thing along with school. This is my sin that I have. But then things come up. Somebody randomly asks me, why are you smiling? Why are you happy? What gives you peace and joy? And in that moment, because of my sin, sometimes I can't share. Sometimes I am not right with my Lord to be able to give them the peace that they need at that time, to be able to lift them up to Him so that He can heal their wounds and He can be their security and their peace in their time of great need. And it brings to me the weight of my own sin. I look at myself and I'm like, because I wasn't prepared, somebody today might have gone without peace in their lives. Somebody today might have gone without knowing their Lord and Savior. And that's a burden. I'm going to read from Psalms 37, 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall come, and they shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in Him. Salvation of the righteous is in the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And how often, like I said earlier, am I in trouble and I don't turn to the Lord for my strength, but I turn to flesh, I turn to myself. And I think I've got this when I don't actually have it at all. And when we're in sin and we're not in peace, there's a great way to get out. It's called repentance. The Lord has a plan for everything for us. He knows our actions. He knows our troubles. And He said, repent and come unto Me. And I will forgive you your sins. And how often is just a word away, a prayer, to turn away from our sins, to turn around and look towards the Lord. But oftentimes we look at ourselves and we say, who are we that we should ask the Lord for forgiveness and repentance? Who are we that He would listen to us? Who are we in our unworthiness that He would even care? And I'd like to turn to Acts 13, 44 through 46. And the next Sabbath day came, and almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you, and judged yourselves unworthily of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And how often do we look at ourselves and think that we're unworthy, and we judge ourselves unworthy of everlasting life? And the Lord has to turn away from us and go seek someone else to do the work that He had for us. It's not God that in this verse said, oh, I don't want you, you guys are just too bad. He said, no, you judged yourselves unworthy. It was you that said you were unworthy of My work, not Me. I was ready to help, but you said you were unworthy. And oftentimes I think that way about myself. I go before the Lord and I'm like, oh, I'm too unworthy to ask for repentance. I'm too unworthy to stand before the throne of the Lord. But the truth is, the Lord sent His Son to die for us so that we would be worthy to stand before Him in the last day. To stand before Him, forgiven of our sins through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that we could truly be His servants. So that we can bring peace to a dying world. So that we can stand before Him at the last day and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. I pray that I don't think myself too unworthy and too upheld in my pride to ask for repentance. For oftentimes, I think the Lord can't do his work through me. And then he gives me times like today. Excuse me. The Lord is a mighty God, and he loves us. And he loves all those that are around us. He seeks for us to share the love that we have with those so that we can build up a kingdom where there is no more pain, where there is no more war, where he rules forever and ever, where we have no more fears, where we have no more doubts, where we can finally be at peace with ourselves and with those around us. But the sad part is, as the Lord said in the New Testament, he didn't come to the earth to bring peace, but a sword. He came to divide those that would be on his side and those that would not stand for him. And those that are on his side will feel his peace and his love. But those that have sinned and turned away from his righteousness will not have that peace, but everlasting torment and anguish. Oftentimes, I know I don't do enough. And as Jacob said in the Book of Mormon, the sins of the people and the blood are upon our heads as priesthood members. And sometimes, when I feel lifted up in my pride and I go before the Lord and I'm like, I think I'm doing a good job, he shows me how bad a job I'm doing, really. He says, Josiah, they're hurting. Go to them. And oftentimes, because of my fear and my lack of peace and my lack of repentance, I can't. And the world suffers because of our lack of being the people that he wishes us to be. The world suffers because of my lack. And oftentimes I don't understand the pain that others are feeling because of the love of God in my life. Sometimes the Lord allows me a glimpse at the pain of others who don't understand the power of forgiveness in their lives and the power of the Lord. I'm going to read from Genesis 14, 36. This Melchizedek, having thus established righteousness, was called the King of Heaven by his people, or in other words, the King of Peace. In this scripture, we look at Melchizedek, a righteous man who established the city Salem, which was after the rise of Enoch's city. And it says, he's called the King of Heaven, or in other words, the King of Peace. And heaven is our peace, it is our refuge, it is our strength, it is our final goal, it is our destination for which we strive. Peace with the Lord, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the last day, and eternal life. And I pray that as we go throughout our lives, that we might seek his peace. That we might know that that peace comes through repentance and prayer. And that peace comes through sharing his word. And that when we go before those that are around us, that we should not be afraid. For it says, as I read at 1 John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." When we stand before others to share our testimonies, our trials, our temptations, even our sins, let not our hearts be troubled. Because all of us have faced trials, troubles, and sins. All of us have had trouble sharing. Neither let it be afraid. Because the Lord is with us. He is our strength. He is our shield. And He will stand with us to the end, if we but ask Him to. We are not an unworthy people. But through Jesus Christ, we have become worthy to bear His work in His glory and to build His kingdom here on this earth. I pray that you might take His free gift of forgiveness, that you might be whole once more, that we might truly be His people and stand with Him at the last day, that He might tell us, "Well done, good and faithful servant," and that we will no longer be afraid to stand for Him in all places and in all times, and to share the hope that is within us with the dying and sick world that needs His peace and His kingdom. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jonah. We have been richly blessed. In closing, would you turn in your hymns to hymn number 214, "Walk in the Light." Would you stand, please?
This day that you've given us, and thank you for the sermon that has been brought to us this day. Please be with everyone as they leave here, that they will feel your spirit and be able to get home safely. Please be with us throughout the week and the weeks to come, so that we will be able to do your will and get closer and closer to building your kingdom. And I love you, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you.